This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Powder leaves for Geneva of Switzerland to attend inaugural forum of the Global Coalition for Social Justice. House of Representatives begins discussion on various heading of appropriation bill. Nepal's ICC T20 World Cup match against Sri Lanka washed out. And Hamas accepts UN-backed Gaza truce plan to end war with Israel. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Powder left for Geneva of Switzerland yesterday evening to attend the inaugural forum of the Global Coalition for Social Justice. Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav and Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda paid farewell to the President at the VVIP lounge of the Trivan International Airport. On the occasion, Nepal Army offered a special guard of honour to the President. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, President Powder will address the inaugural forum on Thursday that will take place during the high-level segment of the 112th session of the International Labour Conference. Nepal's head of state is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with his Swiss counterpart Viola Amherst on Wednesday. Similarly, President Powder will leave Geneva for Berlin on the 15th of June for an official visit to Germany at the invitation of the German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier. President Powder is scheduled to hold official talks with his German counterpart on the 17th of June. The President's spouse, Sabita Powder, has accompanied him for the visit. President's Foreign Affairs Expert, Dr. Suresh Chandra Chalise, Secretary at the Office of the President, Foreign Affairs Secretary and Nepal's Ambassadors to Switzerland and Germany are the other members of the delegation. The President is scheduled to return home on the 19th of June. Meanwhile, issuing a statement yesterday evening, the Office of the President informed that the Vice President, Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, would be performing the responsibility of Acting President in the absence of President Powder. The House of Representatives commenced discussion on different headings of the Appropriation Bill 2081 Bikram Samvat yesterday. Discussion on various headings of Ministry of Youth and Sports, Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, and Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock were held yesterday. Meanwhile, lawmakers of the National Assembly have stressed the need for food sufficiency in the country, drawing the attention of the state to the need to be effortful towards that end. The Upper House lawmakers also drew the government's attention to the various contemporary issues. Meanwhile, the National Assembly unanimously passed the Secure Transactions Bill 2080 Bikram Samvat First Amendment. The bill was tabled in yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly by Finance Minister Boshaman Poon. Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has expressed his concern about climate change, environmental degradation, social inequality and economic instability. Speaking at the opening ceremony of the 30th International Conference on Sustainable Development Research organized by Midwestern and Nepal Open University yesterday, the Vice President stated that the world was facing various environmental and economic challenges of late. Vice President Yadav also emphasized on the need for global solution to all the challenges, as the efforts of a single country would not be enough to reduce the impacts of the climate change. Finance Minister Boshaman Poon has said the government has prioritized development of IT-related infrastructure and policy facilitation. In his address to a program entitled IT Decade, A Way Forward, organized by the Society of Economic Journalists Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, the finance minister said the government acknowledged and promoted IT as an instrument for achieving economic prosperity. On the occasion, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, insisted on the need for collaboration among the three-tier government to promote IT development. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, yesterday filed a corruption case against Bharat Kumar Thapa, who is the mayor of the Bagmati municipality in Sarlahi district, and Deputy Mayor Leela Kumari Mokhtan, and four others. The others facing the charge sheet at the special court include the then Chief Administrative Officer Bimal Kumar Pokhrel, Chief of the Municipalities Planning Section Sagar Paudel, Accounts Officer Biswaraj Pokhrel, and former Chief of Sarlahi District Coordination Committee Mithur Chaudhary. According to CIA spokesperson Narahari Khemire, the anti-graft body filed the case against them for their alleged involvement in corruption by embezzling public property, preparing fake reports and documents. The CIAA has sought 303 million rupees in fines from five of the accused, while a jail sentence has been sought against Mithur Chaudhary. The sixth edition of the Chinese language training for tourism entrepreneurs of the country started on Tuesday. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Hit Bahadur Tamang and the Chinese ambassador to Nepal Chen Song jointly inaugurated the training. The training conducted by the Chinese Embassy in Nepal in collaboration with the Nepal Tourism Board and Nepal-China Cultural and Educational Council will continue for the next 6 months. On the occasion, Minister Tamang said Nepali entrepreneurs learning Chinese language will help attract tourists from China. He stressed the need to offer attractive packages to bring more tourists from China. Ambassador Chen shared his experience that Nepalese were able to learn Chinese language relatively quickly. He claimed that the Chinese language not only represented ancient civilization but also a foundation of modern development. The Chinese ambassador also urged the Chinese people to learn Nepali language to build connection with Nepal's art and culture. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates. Hamas says it accepts a UN resolution backing a plan to end the war with Israel in Gaza. The Reuters news agency quoted Sami Abu Zuhri, a senior official of the Palestinian militant group, on Tuesday as saying they are ready to negotiate details on UN-backed Gaza truce plan. The senior Hamas official said the group accepted the ceasefire resolution and was ready to negotiate over the details. He added that Hamas accepted the formula stipulating the withdrawal of the Israeli troops from Gaza and a swap of hostages held in Gaza for Palestinian prisoners jailed in Israel. He further said it was up to Washington to ensure that Israel abides by the truce. Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called the Hamas's remark a hopeful sign. Now a sports update. Cricket, Nepal's match against Sri Lanka, which was scheduled for today, has been washed out. The ICC Men's Cricket World Cup 2024 Group D match scheduled to be held at Central Broward Regional Park Stadium turf ground in Lauderhill, Florida, was called off after heavy rain all day. Both Nepal and Sri Lanka have earned their first points as a result. Nepal will play South Africa on June 15th. Nepal's match will now be played in the West Indies, and Sandeep Lamichhane will also be part of the playing 11. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and hilly regions of Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Paudel leaves for Geneva of Switzerland to attend inaugural forum of the Global Coalition for Social Justice. House of Representatives begins discussion on various headings of appropriation bill. Nepal's ICC T20 World Cup match against Sri Lanka washed out. And Hamas accepts UN-backed Gaza truce plan to end war with Israel. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.